thank you.
So did you think you were out of it at the 100, and how did you come back in it?
Honestly, you know, I know I'm always kind of behind the front half of the race. I just had to keep my head in the game, know where what my plan for the race was, stick to it, and keep on pushing as hard as I could.
Yeah. What did that mean when you...
I was a little surprised. You know, I know that was my goal, but it was still a little surprising. You know, seeing that when I touched the water, I couldn't really see anything during the race. I saw the girl in lane 8. I knew she was ahead. At that point, I kind of thought I was behind and maybe even a little bit out of the race. But I kept my game plan, took my head down, and just kept on going to the wall.
So what is your first major international world championships? From the process here,
yeah. Good question. You know, I know the race isn't going to always go as planned. I added probably over half a second from my prelims first 50 fly to my semis first 50 fly, and even though my time at the end was better, it wasn't how I exactly wanted to swim the race. So, you know, I learned, despite who you're next to, despite what's going on in the race, I always know that if I stick to my game plan, everything will always work out.
What does this mean for your career?
This means it's another step forward. You know, it's always a good launch in the right direction. It means I still got to go home and work even harder this time to move myself even higher. But it's a good stepping stone. You know, it shows like I'm right where I want to be, and you know, I just got to keep on moving forward from that.
Did you talk to Mel after the race?
Yeah, I did. I talked to Mel just a little bit. You know, it's kind of chaotic right when you finish the race, but she's always a great competitor. Great, you know, you have some people that can have a little animosity towards you at the finish, but Mel's always been a great person inside out. No matter what the finish is like, she's always a great person and always kind and a friendly competitor.
So you have 6 days of no racing. So
yes, sir.
What do you think you'll learn from being around here and being a part of this over the next 6 days?
Yeah, I'm honestly excited. You know, I get to cheer on Team USA. That's one of the best things you can do. So I'm excited to be in the stands, cheer on my teammates, be as loud and rowdy as I can possibly be.
What's it like being in the race with Katinka?
Oh my gosh, it's incredible. You know, the whole stands goes wild. It's so loud and it shakes you. It's so loud, and the whole facility is shaking from the yelling, but it's so exciting and so great to see country get behind one swimmer that much.
And you can feed off it too.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I close my eyes and pretend it's me, so.
Thanks, guys.